In 2001, there was a push to ban paintball activity on DNR lands, but the legislature splattered the idea. DNR wildlife policy specialist Scott Lumens says since that time there have been some problems on state property.
We had an incident in Brown County where a conservation warden had to make a quick decision about what type of firearm a person was brandishing. And because of the training that they go through, the situation turned out okay. But it's the kind of thing that makes people uncomfortable. And we would like to be able to know who is out there and what they're doing on that property when a conservation warden goes out there to check on people.
So the DNR board has advanced the idea of requiring a permit for paintball games on state land. DNR staff know that at spring conservation hearings this year, voters also strongly supported the idea. But Lumen says he's not sure if any permit would ever be granted.
And it could be authorized in certain situations in the future, and I'm not exactly sure what those will be. I think the DNR doesn't intend to provide this as a recreational activity at this time.
Lumen says there are many private paintball venues. Two owners of such businesses in Wisconsin declined to speak on tape, but said they would back tight limits on players using state land for their sport. The paintball permit plan now goes back to the legislature. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.